Good evening, bonsoir, buenas noches, guten Abend, guckvel, guckvalt, yueste kivanok, dobre vecher. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with Kieran Ari Tassius playing you the best Eurovision Song Contest music.
This is Svala from Iceland.
This is Marlene. I'm the singer of 1999 entry One Good Reason.
Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Party time. The two of us will sing again. Two of us together again. The heart is young and we don't win.
Young and handsome, they say.
Come on, Dave. To kick the sadness out the door.
Kick the sadness out the door.
And roll the carpet from the floor.
Carpet from the floor, yeah.
Let the spirit hit the roof.
I hit the roof, I hit the roof.
Two of us still know the moves.
That's Estonia's Eurovision entry and winner in 2001, Tanel Padar, Dave Benton and 2XL with the song Everybody. And that one in Copenhagen, Denmark with 198 points. Yes, Everybody went on to bring Estonia one of its most unexpected victories at the Eurovision Song Contest history, as it was also historic for representing the country's victory by one of the, in quotes, new nations. It was a considerable number of countries that joined the Eurovision Song Contest post-1992. And also, it was very momentous at the fact that Dave Benton became the first and only to date black performer to win the Eurovision Song Contest. So, still, a momentous occasion, and honestly, even though many diehard Eurovision fans, and I'll tell you the majority, aren't so keen on it, the likes of me adore it. Yes, and they got one of the most amazing amount of points. On the night of the final, Padar, Benton and 2XL performed 20th in the running order, And the pre-contest betting had Greece as the favourite of winning the contest, which was Antique with the Die for You, with Denmark, France, Slovenia and Sweden also in the frame. And Estonia was nowhere in sight at all. They had betting odds of about 25 to 1. But in the first half of the voting, it was very, very tight. And after 12 juries, Denmark was in the lead on 99 points. Estonia and France were on 92 and 90 respectively. And however, from that point, Estonia quickly pulled away. And at the close of voting, everybody have received 198 points and becoming the very surprising winner by a clear margin of 21 points over the eventual runners-up Denmark, which was Rollo and King with Never Let You Go. The song received 9, a maximum 12 points from Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, the Netherlands, Poland, Slovenia, Turkey and the United Kingdom. And with the only country, Portugal, failing to award it any points whatsoever. The 12 points from Estonia's televotes went to the second place, Denmark, of course. So, yeah, the voting was thrilling to watch back then. I remember being very, very excited, but really sad that poor old Lindsay Dreykus only managed to come 15th for the United Kingdom with the amazing No Dreamer Possible. But we would love 15th these days. Though Lucy Jones came 15th in 2017, which was really quite awesome, I think. And the song and performance, amazing. Deserve better. Okay, well, speaking of Estonia, lovely Javier Leal, who is not from Estonia, but he's from, originally from Venezuela. He is living in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. He listens to the show every week here on Forest FM. On the interwebs, of course. And he has requested a song from the Estonian National Final this year. Yes, 2021. And Tanya is back. Yes, Tanya is back with a brand new song and it's called Best Night Ever. Yes, and you will find her in the semi-finals coming up very soon, I believe. I think it's in the next couple of weeks or so. I will give you the whole download of the calendars and what to expect, because last night, obviously, we had Norway and Lithuania's first semi-finals, which is jolly exciting, and what a show they were both. Oh, dearie dear. But it's nice to have that, especially during horrific lockdown. So anyways, moving on. Here is Javier's request, and it's Tanya, who previously represented Estonia in 2014 with the song Amazing, though she only came 12th in the semi-final and was 4 points from winning the contest. So, here we go. This is Tanya with Best Night Ever, a request for Javier Leal. Thank you.
Take a chance. Let me take you to your high notes. Let the melody flow. This could be the best night.
This could be the best night.
High notes. Let's see where it goes. This could be the best night. Oh, oh, oh. This could be the best night. This could be the best night ever. But had no time to sleep. We found a little secret that I really wanna keep. Finally with you I found my sound. You leave me on the ground.
Wait for it.
In my defense.
Wait for it.
I'm here to dance.
Wait for it.
So take a chance. Let me take you to your high notes. Let the melody flow. This could be the best night.
This could be the best night.
Best night ever.
till your heart knows. Let the melody flow. This could be the best night.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I spent my days in vain just waiting for happiness to come my way. I took for granted all they gave me.
Representing Iceland in 2008 with that amazing song, This Is My Life. I don't really want to talk about the placing because it's incredibly upsetting, even though it's not that bad. I think it was like 16th, 17th in the end, and yeah, I was impressed. But deserved so much more, so much more. Now, if you've been living under a rock, Eurovision fans, I would be surprised if you haven't heard that Kano are back. Yes, Kano, who won the televote of Eurovision Song Contest 2019 when we were in Tel Aviv the last time there was an actual Eurovision Song Contest being broadcast. Of course, god, it seems so long ago. Obviously I'm recording at home today, and I've just seen a sparrowhawk try and take down a little bird. That's not nice. I hate nature. No, I love it. I love it. But, oh gosh. You want to go out there and knock on the window, but I don't know. Is that what I'm supposed to do? I'm so sorry. Anyway. It'll be too late now. Oh. Anyways. Moving on back to Kano. Yes, they have been given a bye straight into the final. So they're there on Norway's national final this year. It'll be 2021 on the 20th of February. Yes. And the song is called Monument, and I would love to play it for you now. So here is Kano with Monument, as I try and probably try and go and get a nice black coffee, because the sparrowhawk actually did end up taking down a bird. Oh, sorry. Anyways, Cheat Yourself Up with Monument from Kano from this year's Norwegian National Final Melody Grand Prix.
Where do we go when it's over? How do you trace our life in time when the snow comes in October? What do we leave behind? Crying, loving, dancing, fighting, all of this time, all of this time. In your voice, I feel it coming back to me like a shadow whispering the night.
In your voice, I feel it coming back to me like a shadow whispering the night. Like a monument to all the time we spent, a minor symphony. Oh, one last time. Like a monument to all the time we spent, a minor symphony.
My spirit, the home of my heart. You're with me wherever I go. So bring me the power. I'll be the king of the land and the seas. I've got a way to go. Let me fight with my body and soul. Let me be the native son, the freedom in my heart. I will never be the same when spirits are blowing my name. The power, I'll be the king of the land and the seas. I've got a way to go. Let me fight with my body and soul.
Roger Pantar for Sweden in 2000 with the song Spirits Are Calling My Name, and he came seventh in home soil in Stockholm's Globen. Yes. So, Roberto, hello.
Bonsoir. Bonjour. No, bonsoir.
Bonsoir, oui. Oui. How are you?
Fine. Busy building things.
Yeah, you have been this weekend.
Mm. I like a flat pack. Not very good at building other things, but I like a flat pack. sense of achievement when you build a flat pack.
That is very true. I could imagine, because you know me, I don't have the patience for a flat pack. I really don't. I mean, yes, I love going to IKEA and looking at all the things, but I don't want to build them. Yeah, you build them, but I don't. I will get frustrated, and I'm happy to make the tea and coffee, you know, whatever you want, or a sandwich, lunch, whatever. I'm quite happy to do that.
But I don't trust Kieran to boil my eggs for lunch.
Tell me the time, and then I'll just go and plonk them in the hot water.
He doesn't eat a boiled egg.
No, I couldn't do that, dear.
The runnier the better. Oh. Someone called them snotty once on a program, and I was like, yeah, the snottier eggs, the better. Lovely.
Actually, wasn't it on Couples Come Dine With Me?
It was on Four in a Bed. Someone complained about having a snotty egg in the morning.
Oh.
I was like, the runnier, the better with an egg. Oh, wonderful. I don't like overcooked food. That's why I have my steaks mooing.
See, on Friday night, me and Rob were watching Couples Come Dine With Me, and oh my goodness me, the one in Gloucestershire on Series 1.
They were awful to each other. All the three couples the week before, the one before that, which was actually Portsmouth and Worthing, they all got on fairly well.
Yeah.
But this lot were horrible to each other. And one of the guys looked like Tim Nice But Dim. They were terribly apart from his teeth. And
he had a huge overbite.
And at the end, and at the end they were like, we don't need, we won't stay in touch. We've got enough friends in our social circle. Like, charming.
Yeah. It was like an episode of Harry Enfield and Chums.
It was awkward to watch.
Yeah. And nobody liked each other whatsoever.
No. They were horrible, like the food. I don't get these programmes. You go on. Surely if you're going to be nice, you're more likely to win, because people will be like, oh, he was lovely, rather than them complaining about your food the whole time.
Yeah. Well, remember Aram MP3 represented Armenia in 2014.
Yes.
He said some quite nasty things about Conchita, apparently. And obviously the Eurovision fandom went, oh, we don't like you, obviously, anymore. And that didn't win him Eurovision, because he was one of the fan favourites.
Hungarian?
No, Armenia.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said, yeah, sorry, I did too.
Aram MP3, do you remember?
So, yeah, I do. Anyway, I think it's time for something random.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
So this is where I have two hats, a hat full of years from 1956 to 2020, the wonderful year that that was, and followed by a hat full of countries from A to Y, and I try and mix and I try and match and we try and get one that works.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work. Kieran sometimes gets, you know, like Australia 1952 or something, that doesn't work anyway. But anyway, so let's just have a look. I might pull out Japan, you never know.
Oh, Japan. No, you can't do that. It's only European countries do it. First, we're doing a year.
We are doing a year, so I have one on my fingertips. Or is it two? No, I've got one, it's fine.
I just need one.
2003.
Ah, the contest in Riga, Latvia.
So in the beginning of the horror years of Eurovision, as I call them. the noughties were just cheesy, and I think that's what really... I always have this conversation about how bad the noughties were with Eurovision generally.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans would agree with you.
A lot of really bad songs came out.
It was the season where I became a huge fan, so I've got a lot of nostalgia about it.
Yes, because I used to watch it in the 90s and it was really much better, and then I think it went downhill. Anyway, and then it's got good again now, so let me pick out a country. So, see if we can do the first one. It'd be quite good, because there's probably quite a lot of countries that we can choose from for this one, so only 26. It'll be more than that. Okay.
No.
Oh, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It's our next door neighbour, La France.
You kidding?
No.
Ah, Louise Balèche. Mon merveille, excusez-moi. The moon and the stars.
Où est la chanson française?
Oui. 2003.
Mon et merveille. Something like that.
Merveille. Mon merveille.
Mountains and wonders.
Yeah. And... idiomatically? Is that a real word? Idiomatically. Yeah. The moon and the stars. So basically, the song was performed 19th on the night. And at the close of voting, it only received 19 points, sadly. So 18th place in a field of 26. The song is a beautiful ballad where Balèche is lamenting a relationship which has ended. And she sings about the extravagant promises that she and her lover both made and declare that I never ceased loving you. As well as singing that, she is now homeless following the breakup.
Oh dear.
I know. Balèche is herself from Italian descent, and she recorded the Italian version song called and entitled Per Parler di Noi. And also there's an English version of Moon and the Stars, and I've heard it. It's really nice, but and the Italian one's really nice too. But of course, the French is the best. Eurovision fans adore this song, so Rob, I think you are onto a winner with this request.
Thank good.
Thank you very much. So, would you like to announce your random request for this week?
France, 2003, Mon, I don't know how you pronounce the second word, Merveille, I think, Merveilles, and
you don't pronounce the S, do we?
No, we're having French lessons, we should do it. Mont et merveille, and it is for you to listen to, so take heed and listen.
La France 2003, son Tony François, that was the year before.
That's one of your faves.
Yeah, Louise Bayet.
Le fond du temps.
Mon et merveille, yeah. Ouais. Merci.
Et tout le sang reflue. Et la terre et la terre pour moi ne tourne plus. Je suis nue et sans elle comme un ange déchu. Oh mon amour, où es-tu mon amour? Oh mon amour, où es-tu mon amour?
Stunning song there, France 2003, this week's Rob's Random Request, Louise Baleche, Mon Amere. Now, coming up soon, we have The Best of the Rest, Live and Kicking, and requests from Jonathan, Brett Warren, and also James Brett. Yes, coming up very soon, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, the results of Norway's first semi-final and Lithuania's first semi-final are out as the shows took place last night. If you want to find out those results, then please do head over to eurovoir.com. Not only has Kano released their Melody Grand Prix Norwegian National Final entries, so also has the group Tix. So if you want to check that out, you're more than welcome to on any music streaming service. In an interview on the Dutch website nu.nl, the executive producer of the Eurovision Song Contest 2021, Sirs de Berke, has said that he understands that a full Ahoy Arena in Rotterdam is a prospect which seems to be pretty far away. The realities of the COVID-19 situation right across Europe may mean that option A is completely out of the realms of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Speaking on the latest Eurotrip podcast with our good friends Rob and James, James interviewed Dami Im, and she's undecided on a Eurovision return for 2022, but she's open to any possibility. The artists for Finland's national final, UMK 2021, have been announced, and also their song titles. And some really interesting interesting news is that Axel, who won at the Finnish national final last year, is returning. And his song is called Hurt. And the strange thing here is Estonia's entrant in 2005 and 2017, Laura. Yes, she is hoping to try and represent Finland with the song Play. Interesting. And Finland's national final will take place on the 20th of February. And the Israeli broadcaster Kan has decided that the live national final will not take place. The jury voting has been cancelled and there will be an online event with online voting, which will take place on January the 25th.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
And for your Eurovision Song Contest calendar for 2021, on the 18th, which is this coming Monday, yes, tomorrow, artists and the songs for Heat two of Norway's national final will be revealed. On the 20th of January, obviously, that is going to be Wednesday, the artists will be revealed for Festival de Canção, the Portuguese national final. And obviously next Saturday, on the 23rd, we will have the second heat of Melody Grand Prix in Norway, and also the second heat of Pandemonium is Nile. Let's try again in Lithuania's national final. And for more on your Eurovision calendar, then head over to eurovisionworld.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Doredas from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song,
My Lucky Day.
Enjoy!
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy.
This is Lucas Meyer
and Gromy,
and we're from Poland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM,
and this is our song,
Light Me Up. Enjoy.
Running to a different beat, hard to understand.
were once like them. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. Listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine, and that was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine, that was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore. Anymore.
Anymore. That's the Olsen Brothers, who won for Denmark in 2000 with Fly on the Wings of Love. That's their cover of Ireland's Eurovision winner in 1994 from Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan, the Rock and Roll Kids. An amazing, beautiful song, I think. And one of Ireland's best winners at Eurovision. There's loads of good winners from Ireland, I must admit. I'm not biased at all. No, no, no. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. If you want to get in contact with a request or a dedication or a suggestion or anything like that, then please do get in contact with us. We're on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email at escshowcase@gmail.com. If I've said that too quickly, or you want to take it in your own time, then please do head over to our very own website, escshowcase.com. Okay. Right, so we're going to move on to our next request, and we're going across to London and say hello to Jonathan Red Warren. Hello. Thank you very much for your request, and thank you and apologies for last week's mess up. last week I ended up playing this lovely lady's song, and it was her 1992 Melody Festival entry. Yes, my bad. So, which ended up being Somme om Himlen Brann from Lisette. Was it Lisette Paltchon? Or part of song, but yes. So, anyways, I'm going to play the proper song, which, yeah, I should have played. Sorry. So, Jonathan, here is "Sangen Oven Harvet" from Lisette Paltchon from Melody Festivalen 1990. Thank you. hope you like that, Jonathan. That is Lizzie Parchon with Sangen over Havet. Okay, and now let's go to another request. And Margaret in West Parley. Hello, Margaret. Thank you for contacting us. Lovely to hear from you. And you've requested this amazing song from Switzerland in 1963. Yes, this came second. And Margaret emailed in to me and told me that she is from a French-Swiss descent. And she's moved to the UK back in the early 70s. So she moved here with her parents. And she would like to listen to this song because it was a real big favourite of hers and her mother's growing up. So here is the amazing song, which I think is my winner of 1963. I'm not too fussed with the Danish entry that ended up winning, but that's my own personal preference. Okay, so here is Switzerland 1963 from Esther Farim with Ton Von Pas, which means do not go. And that contest, would you believe, was hosted in the BBC Television Centre. Yes, a bit of a scaled back, hosted by Katie Boyle, God rest her soul. So here is Switzerland 1963, just for you, Margaret, down in West Parley. Merci beaucoup.
Je n'ai pas su trouver les mots pour te garder. Mais je pense tout bas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Quand je parlais trop fort, à travers et à tort, ce n'était pas ma voix, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Au plus noir de l'été, quand l'orage tombait, refleurissent les bois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Si ton cœur et ton corps se souviennent encore une dernière fois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. L'amour a fait parfois tomber les forteresses, la mort a fait parfois se trouver les vivants. Ma joie et ma détresse partie avec le vent. Revenez-moi, toi je t'attends. Toi mon pain, mon soleil, qui vole à mon sommeil. Avec toi ronde-moi, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Si ton cœur et ton corps se souviennent encore une dernière fois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Et si ma voix t'arrive là-bas,
Torvon Pa from Esther Farim. That is Switzerland 1963 here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Oh yes, it's now time for
the best of the rest.
Yeah, the best of the rest. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we showcase a song which never made it to the Eurovision Song Contest or is associated with the artist who's never made it to the Eurovision. But in this case, we're going to showcase a song from a national final which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. So we're going to go to A Song for Europe of 1995 here in the United Kingdom. Yes, it was quite a star-studded show which hosted Love City Groove, which ended up going to Dublin singing the song Love City Groove. Also, you had Deuce, who were famous for the song I Need You, and amongst other tunes, of course, and also Samantha Fox with her band called Sox, yes, S-O-X, we go for the heart, and London Beat were there. Which I love London Beat and their song I've Been Thinking About You. Oh, it was just is amazing. So the song that came second, and which I would have loved to have gone to Dublin, even though I completely respect and love Sick Groove, I think this song is amazing. So here is the band Dear John and the song One Gift of Love. Dear John, One Gift of Love from A Song for Europe in 1995, this week's Best of the Rest. Now, I've just had a look. James Brett, you didn't give me a request this week. I'm shocked. So not to worry. If you've got a request to play, I can make it for you next week. I'll play it for you next week rather than make it. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay, time to move swiftly on. Run quick, Kieran. Here is Live and Kicking. Yeah, Yes, and this is where we play a song live from Eurovision itself, and usually we end the show with it, which we will be doing right now. So here is from Eurovision's greatest hits in 2015, just before the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest. Here is Bobby Sox with A Lot It Swinger, Let It Swing, Norway's Eurovision winner at the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. And this is live from the Hammersmith Apollo in central London. Big finish there from Bobby Sox, Lotted Swinger. I remember being there in the Hammersmith Apollo. The place went crazy, as you just heard. That is Bobby Sox, Norway 1985. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Oritati, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. If you've missed this show or previous shows, then head over to our website, escshowcase.com, where you can leave your request there too. Be lovely to hear from you. Take good care of yourself. Stay safe. Hand, space, face. That's the way to go. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, bis la dobizenia. Gognat, adios. And see you very soon. Toodaloo.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.